Hey guys. Felicia here. Before we start the show, I want you to do me a quick favor. Can you hit that like button? Can you hit that subscribe button? Can you leave me a written review? If you've been listening to this show, you love this show. If you've had a coaching session with me and you rocking with me and this show has helped you, please let the people know. Please write a review. This helps other people know about the show. Also, go share this with somebody. Don't keep all this goodness to yourself. Because I'm telling you, like, even in today's episode, gems are about to be dropped. Don't hoard the gems. Share. The more gems you share, the more gems you'll get. It's the law of the universe. Okay? All right. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Sunday. We are talking about objectives. And let me tell y'all something. I don't know what y'all was doing last month, but y'all didn't really listen to the show. Maybe it was because school was starting back and you had to get the kids situated, get your little last vacations in, all those things. But I had great content around networking, like the real deal things that you need to do in order to build your networks internally and externally. I got some guys for the Patreons. Like, we did the damn thing last month, guys, and our downloads were down. What's going on? If you want to hear something or you need, you know, different information, email us, ask@trillmba.com. Let us know, you know, what you guys want to hear. Like, I should not find out from my metrics that my content is not resonating with you. So hit us up. Tell us what you think about the show. Definitely, we want to hear from you. We want to know how we can be of service to you. I started this show in order to help us survive in the workplace. And one thing, I know I say corporate because that's my background, but this show just really isn't just for people in corporate. Like, if you work in a workplace, be it corporate, nonprofit, government, K-12 schools, any type of industry, if you work for a multinational company, if you work in a big company, a smaller company, all the companies in between, basically, if you work with people, this show is for you. Because what I talk about is helping you get through working with all the funky things that happen when we work with people. Because people are going to what? People all the time. People be peopling. And they be peopling hard too. Woo. Child, let me tell you. There's so much I want to tell y'all right now and I can't. Lawyers. So I'm going to be quiet on that. Hopefully, I'll get to tell y'all what's happening over here in the Trill MBA world. But for now, let's just say, let's pray for all of us. And when you get the opportunity to fire somebody, if your boss tells you to fire somebody on your team, you should fire them quickly. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right. So today we're talking about objectives, guys. Listen, last week I broke down why you should understand workplace objectives, why they're crucial, the different types of objectives you can come across in the workplace. And again, this isn't necessarily just corporate, guys. Like, every workplace has objectives, or you should. And if you don't, that's a problem. That's a whole nother podcast episode. But we're going to assume you have objectives. And then also talked about some ways of navigating your career and your personal brand. So now what I want to talk about is the do's and don'ts of writing your objectives, right? Like, a lot of people They just want to get this done. Just hurry up and do it. It's a check the box type of thing. A lot of places make it seem like, oh, we're not really going to pay attention to this. We just need to put something in there. And I'm here to hip you to some game. That is not what you want to do. I don't care how much your boss is laissez-faire about it. I don't care how much it seems like everybody else is not paying attention. If your company has invested in purchasing and buying, acquiring tools to manage these systems, if they have dedicated people to help during that time of year, they've got HR sending out a bunch of emails saying you got to get your objectives in the system. If they have any type of process that they have spent time, energy, money, and effort on, then you can utilize your objectives to help drive your narrative and where you're trying to go in the company. So you have to pay attention. And regardless of how busy you are, regardless of what your boss says, regardless of how much he or she acts like, I don't really care about this, this ain't really that important. It's important, okay? You want to use it to your advantage. And so today we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of setting your objectives. Okay, so the first thing that I need you to do, it is a don't. What you don't want to do is you do not want to just blindly allow objectives to be cascaded down without any thought or any looking at them. Like, a lot of systems are set up to where, okay, this is the department objective, and so your boss is responsible for this, and so now you're now responsible for that exact thing too. You should not be completely and 100% responsible for the very same thing that your manager is completely and 100% responsible for. Why they do that? That don't make sense. Girl, listen, let me tell you something. You want to take that objective and you want to look at it and you want to say, okay, what can I contribute to this objective? That is the question you need to ask yourself. And then once you're clear on what your part, what's in your authority and purview, you know, what do you have the autonomy to actually get done to help that objective get met? Then you want to take a step back and say, okay, now that I know I can help with this part, now how do I make that into a goal, right? That it needs to be a SMART goal. Okay. So you want to take the time and you want to sit there and be like, okay, so for example, this year, your objective is to grow the top line business by 30%, right? That's the objective by the end of the year. This is your manager's or department's objective. Okay. You're not in sales though, right? Let's say you're in finance. And that's the main objective, that we're going to grow the department by 30%, but you're in finance. So what do you do? Well, now you have to say, okay, well, from a financial standpoint, what's in my purview is I can manage, you know, reconciling top line revenue every month to track and see if we're tracking towards that goal. I can do some reporting. I can, you know, all the things that are within your job purview, right? Then you want to sit and think, okay, now of all the things I can do, what is the thing I'm going to deliver to help with this goal? So let's say one of your objectives is to deliver, you know, reporting to ensure, you know, you're going to track. So you would write your objective, track 30% increase year over year by quarter and report out to management. Also alert for red flags, something like that. I know that's the thing about objectives, right? It's not black and white. It's not easy. You have to think through and make sure you get the words, because words mean things. Like Brianna says to me all the time, words mean things. And so since words mean things, you really do have to sit and take time. And even me trying to come up with an example, it's not for the faint at heart, guys. Okay. It's objective setting. But the cool thing is, if you play it out, let's say that is your objective and you are a finance manager. Now you can run around the building, or if you're remote, you can run around Teams calls, and you now have a story to tell. You're like, yeah, guys, you know, I'm tracking the 30% increase that we're working towards and we're hitting our goal. We're doing great. Or, hey, guys, I've been tracking to our goal and we're just slightly behind, but we have an opportunity to catch up in Q3. So we just need to stay focused on that. So now you're adding value. You're the go-to person. You know the business. You see where I'm going with this? Mm-hmm. This is why setting objectives is so important. And it's important for you to review those objectives often, like Brianna had told us. So if you missed that episode, go back and listen to that episode. It's amazing. Brianna is just so smart. I admire her. She was my old boss, as you guys learned in the last episode. And so we had that great conversation about objective setting, and she was spot on. Like, you got to make sure that you are tracking your objectives, but then also you've got to use these objectives to drive your narrative and the value that you bring in the organization, because your value is in the objectives that you meet and beat. So now, when we get back from the break, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about the other thing that you should not do when you're setting objectives, and how to set yourself up for success for the year when you write your objectives, when we come back. Hey there, travel enthusiasts. Are you tired of struggling to find hair and skincare products that cater to your unique needs while on the go? Look no further than blacktravelbox.com. Black Travel Box is your one-stop shop for travel-sized natural hair and skincare products, specifically curated for Black travelers. No more settling for generic products that don't work for your hair type or skin tone. Whether you're jet setting to a tropical island or embarking on a cross-country road trip, Black Travel Box has you covered with their convenient and TSA-approved travel kit. Plus, by supporting Black Travel Box, you're not just getting high-quality products, but you're also supporting a Black-owned business that is dedicated to promoting inclusivity in the travel industry. So, travel in confidence, style, and grace with Black Travel Box. Visit blacktravelbox.com now and get ready to slay your next trip. Don't let your beauty routine suffer while you explore the world. And hey guys, let me tell you, Black Travel Box products are amazing, especially that body butter. Listen, I got a promo code for you. Use the code JETSET, that's J-E-T-S-E-T, all caps, JETSET. And you can get a discount from Black Travel Box because of who? The Trillist NBA. Happy travels, beautiful people. Now, let's get back to the show. And we are back from the break. If you haven't got your Black Travel Box, I don't know what you're waiting on, guys. It is amazing. I love that body butter. Like, I be feeling all soft and non-ashy. I love it. Anyway, guys, we are back and we are talking about objectives and objective settings. And we're talking about the do's and the don'ts, mostly the don'ts. I'm really here to tell you what not to do because I did it wrong. So I'm trying to save you from my misery. Okay. So basically, here's the mindset you need to have when you're setting your objectives. And don't get caught up in the trap that could be your manager egging you on. So there's this idea out there that you need to set stretch goals and you need to go for the moon. And if you don't make it, then you learn. And that's great. If you looking at this on the Patreon, look at me. Look at me. Look at me right now. Look in my eyes. Don't you do that. That's dumb. Let me tell you why. These are your work objectives, not your life objectives. Okay. So what that means is that you need to ensure that you under-promise and over-deliver. if you over here shooting for the moon and the stars in the sky at work with your objectives, how the hell you gonna surpass that? How the hell you gonna beat that? No, set yourself up for success and don't let these people set you up for failure. Okay? So here's what you need to do. You need to pick two things that are important to the organization that you know you can do. And you need to take those two things and those are your objectives for the year. And some organizations have it where you have to have a professional development objective and you have to have like DEI. A lot of companies now have DEI objectives. Okay, fine. Cascade that down. You figure out what you're going to do for those. You just say it and do it. They should be check the boxes, right? But when it comes to like the business and what you're going to contribute to the business, you need to focus on no more than two things. And if your boss pushes you and like, you need to have five objectives, you're like, what are we going to focus on though? Like, you need to push back. You need to make it make sense. You want bigger, better. That's what you want. You don't want to split hairs. If you have too many objectives, one of those objectives is not going to get met. And now you're stuck in the evaluation period at the end of this year that you're writing objectives for, and you haven't met your objectives. And what happens when you don't meet your objectives? You get a lower rating. What happens when you get a lower rating? You don't get all your money. Because guess what? Compensation is tied to your objectives. So you have to make sure that you're writing objectives in a way that you can actually meet and beat those objectives. But then here's the kicker. You write those no more than two objectives. And then you kind of have an objective in your back pocket that you don't write. And that's your stretch goal. And you talk about your stretch goal. You say, this is what I want to deliver before the end of the year. This is this other project. This is that. It's above and beyond. So you actually have three objectives for the year, but you're only going to write two. Because that third one is the one in your back pocket that's going to be you overachieving and exceeding expectations. And that's how you get a rating that's higher than meets expectations, because you want to get a rating that says beats expectations. So now you're already setting yourself up to get a higher rating. Higher ratings equate to more money, equate to promotions. So you want to set yourself up to do just that. Nobody tells us this. Why are they not talking about this? Oh, why would they want you to be great, girl? They just want you to do the work. You got to set yourself up for success. And it's sad, but it's true. I know it's shitty. I know. But we gonna make it. That's why we here right now. I see you. You're gonna be just fine. You just have to focus on the task at hand and make sure you knock this part of your job out the park so that you set yourself up for success the entire year. Okay. So when we get back from the break, I have one more don't before we wrap up. And this don't is a tricky one, but when I explain it, it'll make sense and you'll be like, oh, when we get back from the break. Hey guys. So I hope you're enjoying this episode. I am. Keep listening to the Trill MBA show to get these great nuggets. But in the meantime, head over to patreon.com/TrillMBA show and sign up to become a Trill MBA show Patreon. We love your support for the show. Being a Patreon, you're going to get some exclusive content. You're also going to get some free coaching. You're going to get some other freebies when we start doing live shows. So listen, you don't want to miss out. So if you love this show and you want to support us, go to patreon.com/TrillMBA show and join our Patreon today. All right, guys, back to this awesome show. All right, guys, we are back from the break. We're going to wrap up here real quick. The last thing, most important thing. You must write SMART objectives, and they have to be clear and concise. So what exactly is a SMART objective? Well, I'm here to tell you. SMART is the framework. It's S-M-A-R-T. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Time-bound. So this is the secret sauce, y'all, that people don't talk about. A lot of times you find yourself working on a project, and that project is going to be longer than the actual annual evaluation period. So let's say you have this 18-month project you're working on, but you're going to get evaluated for it in 12 months, but you're writing objectives for it. And so, you know, most people be like, oh, well, we're going to get this project delivered and it'll be delivered at this time period. Well, the problem is, and we're going to play this out. Let's say I'm working on an 18-month project and my manager's like, yes, one of your objectives should be this project. It's a big project. It's high visibility. Like, that should go in your objectives. And you're like, okay. And then you write the objective and you say, I'm going to launch this product in Q2 of 2025. But the next time you get your performance evaluation, it's Q4 of 2024, right? I hope you guys are tracking. So right now you're writing these objectives for next year, but you can't show that you delivered on that objective until 2025. So that's not the objective that you actually want to write. What you want to do is look at your project plan and you want to say, what will I have accomplished by the end of 2024? Because you're writing 2024 objectives. And then that's what you say you're going to deliver on. And then you want to give yourself a little padding. So maybe you want to like pick the step before that you'll be done with by Q3 and say, I'll have this done. You know, just in case stuff happens, you want to always give yourself a little wiggle room. Remember, under promise, over deliver. And so don't let your manager trick you, because they will. And not that they're doing it on purpose. They're just not thinking about it. Because again, most of the times, this exercise is a throwaway exercise for the organization. Like, they try to act like it don't mean nothing. But then what they don't tell you is they get in these rooms and they print out, you know, HR prints out your profiles and all the things that they've written and what's in the system. And guess what you put in the system? Objectives. And then they print that out and then they talk to that. So it's very important that you write detailed objectives that are SMART goals and you use that framework. So specific, it should be clear. It should answer the questions who, what, where, when, and why. Measurable, it should be like, here's what is going to happen. This is the is part. Like, I am going to X. The measurable is the X, right? It should be achievable, which goes back to, don't write something saying, oh, well, this project will be done the next year or year after next. No, you need to be able to finish this, achieve whatever you're saying you're going to do in the time period that you're being evaluated, right? And it should be relevant to that business year, okay? And it should be relevant to your business goals. And then lastly, so that's the R. So it should be time bound. And that's so important, right? You should achieve the goal within the year that you're going to review the objectives. I can't express that enough. I've gotten tripped up in that way before. I actually had a manager be like, oh, well, Felicia, you haven't finished the product launch. So I can't say that you exceeded objectives here because you haven't finished this one. So you get a meets objectives. And all you can do in your mind is be like, bitch. And that's all you can do. Like, you can't even say it out loud. You can't get mad because she didn't lie. Don't get caught slipping. All right. So I want to give you guys some examples of some objectives. And thank you, ChatGPT. My boyfriend, Gregory Paul Thomas, he wrote these. And I think they're great. So like, he gave me one for me. He said, for example, instead of saying, I want to grow my podcast, a SMART objective might be increase the average monthly listenership of my podcast by 20% over the next 6 months by implementing a targeted social media marketing campaign. And then he also goes on to say, the SMART framework offers a structured approach to setting objectives, making them more actionable and easier to communicate to others. Which, if I had a bigger company and I had a social media manager, this would be their objective. And then when they would talk about it, they would run around my office building that says Fair World Corp on it. And they would run around and say, yeah, I'm working on increasing podcast listenership by 20% in the next 6 months. I developed this targeted media campaign. So far, it's working very well. The first month in, we're on target. Does that not sound fucking amazing? Like, you sound like a badass. So that's how you use your objectives to drive your narrative. So another example I have for a finance manager, a SMART objective would be increase the department's operational efficiency by reducing monthly overhead costs by 10% within the next quarter through renegotiation of vendor contracts and streamlining internal processes. And so that's what you're going to work towards. And then you track that, like, how many vendor contracts have you renegotiated? What processes are you looking to streamline? And then you should write your little project plan around that. And then you go around and you use your project plan and you have these talking points like, yeah, we're on track to deliver 10% to the business through a cost reduction. I've already talked to 12 vendors and negotiated their contracts, and that's already saved us X amount of money. This is how you drive your narrative. Okay, so let's say you're a marketing manager. You might have something like, increase organic website traffic by 30% over the next 3 months through the implementation of a comprehensive SEO strategy focused on the top 10 high traffic keywords relevant to our industry. And so now when you in meetings say, hey guys, we've seen our organic website traffic increase 15% so far in the past month due to the execution of my SEO strategy. We're above target to hit, you know, increasing that traffic 30% in the next 3 months. And these keywords are really focused and relevant and they're working for us. Sound like a badass. Use your objectives, guys. And then the last one is for operations manager. So the operation manager objective could be reduce production cycle time by 15% within the next 6 months by optimizing workflow processes and incorporating automation for repetitive tasks. And then you can talk about, yeah, you know, I'm looking at using this vendor for this automation. I'm looking at this workflow process and we're going to migrate to here. Again, you're just talking through and then you also talk about the result. And so far we've reduced the production cycle time by 10% and I see us getting that extra 5% before the end of the year. Right? Like, again, use your objectives to drive your narrative. So those are just some examples, guys, that I wanted to give you. If you have any questions or you need any help, you can always hit us up at ask@trillmba.com. I'm always here to answer your questions or help you with your particular situation. You can also schedule a consultation call with me if you have a sticky situation, you want me to help you, give you words, walk you through. You can schedule time at trillmba.com/coaching. I do have coaching packages now. If you think you need some hand-holding through a couple months, I have a package for you. You can set up a call with me to talk through what that specifically is. If you go to trillmba.com/coaching, I'm here to help and I want to see us succeed. A few housekeeping things. If you haven't heard, I was on the Wild Black podcast, had a great interview with Art, and I was so black. When I listened to the interview, I was like, ooh, I was in Atlanta. I was feeling it all. I was just excited. But I stand by everything I said, 10 toes down. Show me where I'm wrong. So go check that episode out. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And yeah, it was a great time. So love you guys at Wild Black. Definitely got to get them on the show because, you know, nigga shit, gotta love it. And I'm thinking about doing some live shows next year. So I don't know if anybody would be interested, but definitely I'm feeling like some brunchy activity along with some like coaching and workshopping in my spirit. I definitely want to get out and meet more people, and I want more people to know about the show. So let me know what you guys think. So hit me up, askitrillmba.com, and I would really appreciate your feedback because I do this show for you. All right. So we're going to get out of here, guys. Not going to keep it too long. I appreciate y'all. And until next Sunday, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.